You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram hotline, our Browns beat reporter who is powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's Daryl Ryder. Hi, Daryl.
I live to entertain you, Jeff.
It's just fabulous, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
I serve at the pleasure of Jeff Phelps and Baskin and Phelps.
That's fabulous.
Are you not entertained?
If not, you should be, right?
Exactly.
First day yesterday. Other than Greedy Williams and a heat problem, no issues, correct?
Yeah, pretty good day. They are as healthy as I think I've ever seen them to start a training camp. Aside from Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, who's on the reserve COVID list, and Tony Fields, the rookie linebacker that injured his other foot, everyone else passed their physicals and is eligible to participate. So yeah, they're in great shape starting this camp, that's for sure.
So everybody seemed to be drooling over Odell Beckham Jr. and how healthy he looked. Daryl, how good did he look?
They can't tell he had surgery. I mean, that's how good he looked. He looks great. He really does. It's almost scary how good he looks. But, I mean, it's a testament to the hard work that he put in to rehab and get himself ready. I mean, honestly, when you talk about a guy that's coming off ACL surgery in November, typically those guys start training camp on PUP. That's just is a normal thing. And he passed his physical going through drills yesterday. He was quick. He was agile, able to cut, wasn't favoring anything. You can't tell that the guy had surgery in November, just a remarkable recovery and rehab program that he went through. So they're going to be careful with him. There's going to be, I think, some times in camp where they're going to pull him back, hold him out of some stuff. I don't think that that's any type of an indication of a setback or whatever, but Kevin Stefanski made very clear that they do have a plan in place. They feel good about it. They've had conversations with Odell about it. Everybody's on the same page. So when fans do get out there starting tomorrow, and you happen not to see Odell in a drill or two, don't freak out. It's okay. They're going to be very cautious not to push him too hard, but he did look fantastic yesterday.
Daryl, yesterday I called him the most vital member of the Browns of all the guys who is returning. Because of everybody who's returning, I think we kind of know where they all fit in. I don't think we know where Odell fits in or how he can make a difference. I think if he comes back and they're able to make it work, he elevates the offense the way nobody else who's here could. Because I think we've kind of already seen, Nick's phenomenal, right? Kareem Hunt, terrific. Baker, sure. Your quarterback's always your most valuable player. But I think a most vital guy who can just go ahead and jump this thing is Odell. No? Yes? Maybe?
I don't know if I'd say he's the most vital, but I would say it might be the most intriguing to watch just how he's going to fit in. He said all the right things when I spoke to him at his football camp and in his conversation with us as a group about his willingness to set the numbers aside this year and really focus on filling a role, filling a need. I take him at his word. I believe that as long as they win, I don't think there's going to be any problems. If they're not performing up to expectations and they lose games, then I think that's when you start to see hey, you need to get me the ball if we want to win type thing. But they have to find a way to get him the ball because he is still a dynamic playmaker. It is a dimension, regardless of how well the offense went in the second half of the season following that injury, the bottom line was they did not have that dimension available to them in the playbook, the Odell dimension. And they now have that back, that speedster that can blow the top over a defense and make those big explosive plays. And, you know, certainly they got JoJo Natson back. They, you know, drafted Anthony Schwartz. You know, they thought of that, you know, as far as like an insurance policy, because they were pretty steadfast after that injury, just how much they were actually missing by not having Odell Beckham Jr. on the field. So it's going to be intriguing to watch him fit back into this offense, him and Baker get on the same page and make sure that the throws that go to him are within the, you know, within the flow of progressions and the offense, and it doesn't become a situation where got to get 13 the ball, because I think that's where you run into some trouble.
Our Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder joining us on the Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Daryl, so Greedy Williams left practice, heat-related issue, understandable. It was hot, it was humid outside, it's the way it goes. But Greg Newsome got some run with the ones. Now, I know it is one practice for a very short period of time.
It's one practice
for a very short period of time while someone else was overheating. Did he look like he belonged? And, of course, this rookie report brought to you by Bud Light.
Yeah, he absolutely looks like he belongs. And that's going to be one of the multitude of battles that we're going to see on the defensive side of the ball, not only just for a starting job, Dan, but for playing time. But he absolutely looks like he belongs on the football field. You certainly, when you watch him go through the drills and even the team stuff, you see why Andrew Berry made that selection at 26.
Daryl Ryder joining us, our Browns beat reporter. Baker Mayfield this year to become an elite type of quarterback. Daryl, let's say, and we had fun talking about Mike Sando's tiers yesterday, where he had Baker in tier 3, right just ahead of Kirk Cousins, ranked 17th. Okay, anybody can do anything you want with that, whatever. To become a guy who is consistently in the top 5-8 quarterback conversation, Baker needs to do what?
Put up monster numbers and win. I think that that's the lens with which a lot of rankings and ratings and whatnot, when you talk about quarterbacks, gets looked through. Baker's not put up monster numbers. He's won. He has a winning record as a starting quarterback of his football team. I would argue he is the best performer of any of the 1,000 quarterbacks the Browns have had since 1999, just because of, you know, the amount of starts that he's made. So I just think for Baker to start getting the real national love, aside from winning games, and it's selfish because the only thing that matters is winning. But I just think, yeah, he's going to have to throw for at least 4,000 yards and throw over 32 touchdowns with, an outstanding touchdown to interception ratio. Like, I really think that that's what a lot of these national analysts are looking for, is him to put up those MVP type numbers aside from just going out and winning football games.
Because I think it all falls on Baker's shoulders, Daryl, and I think he knows that, and he's coming to camp with that philosophy, and even Camp Baker and all that stuff shows you that this guy knows that it's all on his shoulders, and if he wants that check, he's going to have to look good.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, he said it last week when we, you know, spoke to him at his camp, and I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the quote top of mind, but he basically said that, look, if I go out and do my job and win football games, the extension is going to take care of itself. So I don't have to worry about it. We win this year, I'm going to get what I want you know, in a contract extension. I go out and do what I'm supposed to do on the field, I'm going to get that contract extension. I'm going to get paid. So, and I think that that's the right approach. I believe that his extension will probably be the last of the four eligible, not based on merit, but just, you know, I just think that the factor of him betting on himself, there doesn't need to be a rush to get it done. Certainly from the Browns' perspective, you want to get it done as quickly as possible, because the sooner you get it done, the more team-friendly deal you're going to get. He certainly believes in himself. People want to criticize him for that edge that he has, but you have to have that. Tom Brady still has a chip on his shoulder for being selected in the sixth round of the NFL draft. Dude has 7 Super Bowl rings, and he still plays like the most disrespected player in the history of the National Football League. So, I think that that's one of Baker's strengths. Like, he has that in him. You know, he still remembers being a walk-on at college, and he put it on Instagram leading up to training camp. This 2-time walk-on, not good enough, whatever, ready for year number 4. Like, that driving force is a great quality to have, and I think sometimes people misinterpret that. Is maybe having an attitude or whatever, but I think that that's what helps make players achieve greatness, and Baker has that. Like, he's got that in his hip pocket that he can say. He's the number one pick in the draft, right? So he can't say that all these teams passed on him in the draft because the Browns took him number one overall. So what is the disrespect card that he can play? Well, besides the annual quarterback rankings that come out every year, it's the fact that he was a 2-time walk-on in college. Like, and that is something that drives him professionally, and I think that's a great thing.
Daryl, last thing, short answer. Cavs, at 3, do what?
Hopefully they stay put. And without knowing what Houston does in front of them, I think you have to stay and make the pick, Jeff. They need someone that can transform the franchise. They don't have that right now. And I think that this draft presents them with the closest opportunity to find that player. So I say they stay put. I know there's a lot of stuff out there that Kobe Altman's doing his job. If he's not answering the phone talking to teams, he's not doing his job. But yeah, I say they stay put and make the pick at number 3. And then you might see Colin Sexton playing elsewhere, because I just, there's only so many guards you can have on a roster, for crying out loud.
Daryl, thanks, buddy. Enjoy training camp today.
Stay dry, man.
You got it, guys.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.